This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you everyone for joining the Neobrahmi Generation Panel Call meetings for Bangla LGR meeting face to face on the second day, 22nd of December 2018. Over to you, Professor Udaya.
Thank you, Pritinan, and welcome all of us, those far away in remote joinees, those who could come here to participate in the discussion meeting. We had a very fruitful day yesterday, and we began with about 10 points. We exchanged notes, extensive notes, both from among ourselves, also from a distance in the chat room, and we made a detailed note of what has happened, what we have discussed. The 10 points, let me repeat those points. One is, how do we name the document? We call Bangla or Bengali. This is something with which the Honorable IT Minister of Bangladesh had begun with his discussions. And we have decided that the document, the body of the document, as much as possible, we will use Bangla. Until the code changes the name of Bengali into Bangla, for which we will also put in a request from NBGP as well as from Bangladesh government, or from, it can also be individual requests to change the formal name of the writing system to Bangla. Until that happens, the document formally will have to be called Bengali, just for the top name, but in the body of the document we can always mention Bangla and packet Bengali, so that there is no confusion, because this document is meant for international audience and also for the technology people, so we don't want to create any kind of confusion mark. Second point was technical and other information with respect to census statistics. This was one question, one part of the second point. We have decided that, of course, the latest census documents, which tell us both from the Indian side as well as from the Bangladeshi side about the exact figures, which might have been wrongly put in the original draft document, we will make those necessary changes. Today itself, we can look at them. We can make those changes. Also, we remember that when we began to write the document, we had only the 2001 census of India. Now, I think the language figures of 2011 have also come. So, therefore, we need to update even on the Indian side of speakers of Bangla in so many places. Second point, within the second point, part B was use of technical term called Brahmi Devnagari somewhere in the document. I think one of the earliest version had a technical term called Brahmi Devnagari. We will of course replace that with Brahmi, because the scripts that we are talking about, all of them, are we back? Okay, so I stopped in between. The script that we are talking about, all the scripts that we are talking about are derived from Brahmi, and therefore we are calling it the Brahmi, which is historically correct stand also. Third was an issues regarding the term or alternative names for vowel markings on consonants. We call Akar, Ikar, Ukar, etc., etc. in Bangla, where the document was using the word Matra. Similarly, we call Asunto in Bangla, the document was using Alanta. Now, what we have decided is to use Kar throughout, and in bracket, wherever Kar appears, we call it Matra. We also write a footnote somewhere that in WLE rules, the symbol that is used is M, so that very clearly it is understood that M stands for nothing but both Akar, Ikar, etc. and Matra. So that this confusion is gone, and also the Bangla name, which is generic name used by almost all Bengali speakers, is also given its due place. Also similarly, Hasanto Halanto thing, essentially the original Sumerians call this Halanta. If you look at Paninian grammar, etc., this is also called Halanta. There is a background to that. Let me just read it, because we are recording it for that purpose. If you look at the Shiva Sutra of Panini, you have 14 Shiva Sutras. So you have this Ayum, Ayoj, Ayok. So there, appearing there, so actually in Sanskrit grammatical tradition, there is a space, there is a place for Halanta. So how you actually show the lack of vowel there at the end of a syllable pronounced. But it is also true that we have been using the word Hasanta in Bangla. Also in Bangla, grammatical tradition also in the word. So we are going to therefore use Hasanta, and in bracket we can always mention, or in footnote we can always mention, that this is the same as Halanta. So that the reading of these documents across languages, across scripts is possible. Because that's also very important. Fourth point was, and then finalization of seminal contribution of Bangla Academy data in the NGR document. Now this has been done already, as Rajiv pointed out yesterday. There's already some portions from the first version, that is May version, to the August version and beyond. This has been done. If something which is missing, I would request Mamun Rashid and Hasim to supply that kind of document. In particular, I'm more interested in adding that kind of information where Bangla Academy has done work on scripts, because on Pramito Bangla Bhakaran, etc., there is no doubt about their contribution. But on script, what exactly further work has been done? Because maybe there are certain things which are available which we don't have copies of here. So that we would request them. If there is anything, since we now and next 2-3 months, we will have several rounds of IP comment and answers, etc. So there is always a chance for us to add things such as this. So that we will do, whatever is remaining. We will also request Professor Pavitra Sarkar to take a look at it, because he has phenomenal memory, and he also remembers what exactly has happened, because he has been part of the decision-making process for a long, long time. So if he can look at it and remember and add from his own notes, because it also very meticulously keeps his notes in his files. We can have some of those things there. Point number five was Nukta or Bindu. What we looked at as whether the Nukta, which is typically available in the borrowed words, Persian Arabic words in Bangla, should be represented with Nukta under Ka, Nukta under Kha, Nukta under Ga, Nukta under Fa, etc. Now, Hasi pointed out yesterday that this never occurs, it has never been used in Bangladesh. Atiu had pointed out that it is started being used for some reasons by Ananda Bazar group of newspapers, but not by anybody else. No other newspaper in Bengali, either side of border, is using this. This is one important point. We also looked at the three letters, Dhoshindora, Dhoshindora, and Antustora. These three letters are, if you just separate them, they are actually made up of Dha plus Nukta, Dha plus Nukta, and Ya plus Nukta. If you just dissect them technically. Whereas in case of Dhoshindora, it is atomic. complete thing is in one place. So the decision was that A, we do not use Nukta at all in Bangla document, and B, we also request find out or put up a formal note to the Unicode consortium to see if Dharshinoda or Dharshinoda and Antistho can also be normalized in a way so that they look like the way Vaishnava happens and there is no chance of any Nukta plus Dha plus Nukta etc. being analyzed, being looked at in future. The consequence of this is that even in future, in the top level domain, if one wants to use any one of those Persian Arabic words, we will have to write them without Nukta. Read them whichever way you like, but write them without Nukta. So if there is something like Khatir, there is something like Khat, there is something like Ham, something like Fana, we will have to do it without the Nukta. And it's only the decision which will change, which can happen anyway, because there are many English words which are borrowed in Bengali, which we write in a certain manner, but while reading it, they are read in whichever way anybody wants to read them. So that's a different thing. We realize the difference between the reading, pronunciation, as well as writing part. So this is the fifth point. Point number six was place for Bangla numerals in the Unicode in addition of old and traditional numerals. With that, Hashib had also added Anji, the mention of Anji and Lee. Let's separate these two issues. One is numerals. As far as numerals is concerned, we notice that numerals are a no-no for all scripts all over the world. Nobody uses, nobody is allowed to use numeral. It's an age-old decision in the top-level domain for variants which have to do with security, cyber security. Therefore, we will also not use it. But Bangla numerals are already available in the Unicode chart, so there is no doubt about that being available. If there is any numeral which is not available, any shape of numeral which is not available, which is coming from past, then we can think of what we can do, but in this document, this does not concern us at this point of time. As for the Anji and double V, we will talk about that point while talking about point 10. Number 7, transliteration and transcription. On that, we noted that there is a particular manner in which all these Bangla letters have been described in the Unicode, in the Code chart. Capital T, capital T and H, like that. Now, like it or not, that's the way we have to use it. But if you wish to add the pronunciation part of it, particularly in case of, for instance, Anushas, we have noted that which in Sanskrit terminology, original terminology was Anuswara, but we call in Bangla Anushas. You can always write in bracket the IPA pronunciation. Or put in footnote so that there is no confusion among people who will be using. So, idea is to be inclusive rather than being exclusively, making it so different that nobody can use it, nobody can understand. Nobody else outside Bengal can understand. So, that's the point about transliteration and transcription. So, we will use transcription to denote the differences in pronunciation of a technical term wherever necessary. Not that every term will be transcribed. Transcribing every term may not be necessary, unless of course somebody is suggesting that let's transcribe every term. We can do that, but that is only cluttering the document with additional words. Point number eight was special characters such as Avagraha and addition of extra characters from other scripts such as Manipuri, Maithili and few conjunct letters in Pali. Now, as far as Avagraha is concerned, Avagraha is ruled out in the top-level domain. in the top level domain, nobody will be using Avagraha. But Avagraha is available in the chart, and Avagraha is useful for transcribing, writing, transliterating the Pali text and the Sanskrit text and various other kinds of texts, including Maithili texts, medieval Maithili Vidyapati texts. So therefore, Avagraha is useful, and perhaps Avagraha can be used at this point in the second level domain, but in top level domain anyway, we are not going to use. Extra characters from other scripts, Manipuri, Maithili, and a few conjunct letters in Pali. We discussed an example of conjunct letter in Pali, just like Sanskrit word Prajna Paramita, the name. When you just look at Pali version of it, it will be Prajna. In Prajna, you have the Nya with hyphen and then another Nya with that. Now, our question is, what do we do about that? But nothing to be done about that. In any case, we are not hoping that that will be a top-level domain, appearance in top-level domain at all. So, such conjunct letters, if any, we can use them freely in the second-level domain or in other kind of things. In the top-level domain, we don't have any special reason to put them in terms of statistical, if you look at statistics of occurrence, or chance of occurrence of that, this will remind us to go back to the Nukta issue, Da, Darshanno, Dharshanno, Antustha. Until the time they become atomized, they become like raw, like cases, we will have to remember that if we have to have a name in the top-level domain, there will be problem. In a sense that Da plus Nukta, it will show. And when saying Nukta is not there, then it is better not to use that at all. So, one example we discussed yesterday with Hasib, if you remember, is boromia.com. So, what do is do that until that time. Or mahamaya.com. This kind of problem will happen. But for the sake of ruling out Nukta, I think for some time we will have to withstand that issue. Number 9 was observation on inscript and cross script variation, and number 10 was Bengali vowel sign, vocalic, dirghori, li, anji, etc. Okay. On these two issues, I think I'll hand it over to Atiyur and Akshat. They will start talking about these issues, and then we will take it further to what we are planning to do now.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everybody. With respect to topic number 9 and 10, we would basically like Mr. Mamun to have a thorough discussion, because yesterday I opened up some of his samples which he had provided in the in his feedback note. So I would just say that with respect to inscript variants, he had quoted about choicha bafula and choicha rafula as one set, and the other was choidha by bafula. And the third one was Toyota, and the fourth one was Mitru and Mie. As per my observation, the third one is little bit tricky, but the first, second, and the fourth one we ruled out as an inscript. But I pass on to Mr. Mamun, like he has to say anything on that.
Thank you. I'm Mohammad Mamun Rashid. I think Samnia and Mitra is very doubtful to signify. previous one, first and second one, is also little bit doubtful, but when we go through on integrated panel, we can revise them also with the other script, not only intra Bangla, maybe intra New Brahmi generation script. That will be more useful. There is a Excel file or Google Drive file. If we go through total script, total script list, we can examine the list together. That will be more helpful in parallel.
No, Atiyur here. Samavan, this one was the InScript.
InScript, okay.
Variant, and in this. Yes, yes. Akshay, can we have some Mamu's PDF file, and it is on the page. Yeah, yes, yeah. And that was from page number 7 or 6. Because he has set them separately, in script as well as the cross script. Yeah. We're discussing up the first table. On the top there is some. No, it doesn't happen. Sarmat, can you please zoom and just make the picture a little bigger? Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Little, yeah. No, this is both.
InScript variant, in InScript variant. First table is, second also, it's also
distinguishable. Yeah. The toy toe and toy.
That one also.
Fuller.
We are habituated with this, but the last one is really dangerous for people who are about the upper line.
Shiro Rekha.
Matra, you want to say. Matra. So
but I feel, you hear, but I feel the thro and a of Bangladesh. Writer, he knows that if we put a shiru rekha, it becomes a thro, and if we
yes,
don't,
all of yes, right. We have to think that the domain will be used all time when I am sleepy mode or busy mode. So
is a chance of
that. So. In consideration, but best of all,
Akshat will test these negative forms.
in case of Devanagari, for this is Akshat. In case of Devanagari, there are many such cases where we call them confusing. They are not exactly similar because, like the case with having that is exact similar. This is something which is more confusing, and for this tend to kind of keep it away from the cost. There is an another process takes care of
there is another feature.
Screen similarity assessment algorithm is there. For that purpose, we have tried to similar looking. Just a pure matter of confusion. But in case of Devanagari, however, we have certain cases which are confusing, they are looking, but that is because there are things, for example, that uses Devanagari. But if you compare that with the percentage of population that is non-Santali, that which for Santali to be accommodated had to allow a Nukta character after a Ha matra, which me non-Santali user, imagine that it can be. So that is not a perception also. So since they do not perceive that a Nukta can come after a Ha matra, those kinds of things are not pure, but certain that only we can now we can make, try to not make them as a part of normal. We can just put them in a cafe and tell the promoter whenever the clarity is. That is the best we can do. That is the recommendation of Bengal. Yeah, I need to try to. But generally, make them as a part of normal. Stop the process. Variant. Generated any of these any variant any variant with any label which gets generated using any of those will end up generating more such labels each kind of combination, and that can be sometimes
better. We can create two categories of unfeasible character. Lesser confusable and more confusable. So Mie and Mitra will be more confusable. That would be count in consideration to delete, and rest of all can be impartial confusable. So that can in future the automatic filtration process they can decide. Because sir, I
hear. What happens is, actually, you are right about the degree of confusability.
Yes.
When you have these in very small font, 8 point, 9 point, etc., that is the time when sometimes the second and the third version may get into trouble, you know. We don't really...
And what is your problem?
Shakso and... whatever, some other word. So that can be a problem. But in bigger version, of course, one can see it very clearly.
Yes.
But every time when we are doing the internet, it is not necessarily going to be the bigger version. Because particularly on mobile phone, when a website is opening with top-level domain, it will be very small. So that kind of confusion... You are right, partly confusing, somewhat confusing, but not
because
as much not as much as the third one. Third one was very good.
This is Maman. People are really not aware about Uchas or Utswas. They are not concerned about the correct spelling.
Yeah.
The court can use this.
You are right. The other issue is the Cha Cha Rafala combination.
destination, chance of it occurring as a name is very rare. You just look at the statistics of its occurrence in the text, running text of whatever million words. This chaucha or rafala will appear once or twice in 1 million, whereas the other one will appear so frequently, both the chaucha combination and chaucha rafala combination. But even though this is not the case with tra and a, they will occur very frequently in so therefore there is some degree of so possible confusion and surely confusing.
What are these examples from Devanagari? So if you can see this da halanta ra, da halanta na, and da halanta ga, they are but they are not part of the Devanagari LGR specification. They just put them in the appendix, but we have not made them normative because we want the string similarity assessment algorithm to do its job properly and keep the LGR only for exactly similar or similar certain precedents. So that's the decision that we have taken.
As per Uday sir comments, what is the occurrence of the three characters? Occurrence is a factor.
All of them are quite frequent.
Most frequent words.
Very frequent, yeah.
Okay.
Because there are proper words which get made out of these.
Second one is toy to and toy ra is really confusable because chatto and metro, if terms of the general people's sense, not for academician or the educated person, it's really confusable. Better we can put it in confusion. My proposal is include this also. Here occurrence is not matter. This is Mamun. Actually, peoples are in application when write, they are always misspelled. Metro and chotro. Generally, people write sometimes as chotro, but it will be chotogram. So that is why in number plate, car number plate, chotto metro is generally misspelled.
Another interesting point about this issue is that when we actually writing by hand, the shirorekha which we are talking about in speedy writing, Bengali writing, disappears, you know, it breaks down. So when I write, personally, when I write in Devanagari, I make it a point to put this shirorekha thing. No matter how what is my speed of writing? Maybe my speed becomes a little less because of that compulsion. But in Bangla, we don't even care. So, we therefore just go ahead and do it. So, Mitro, I will write it like this, Mitro, and if I have to write Nie, I'll also write it like that. I won't even think twice that I should really have a gap and that there should be nothing which even tries to confuse anybody, nothing of that sort. So, therefore, people may not be, common people may not be really so careful about these things. And there is a chance of.
And also previous one. Yes.
So now we come to the next one. The cross.
Can you please make it a little bigger, sir?
No. Akshat has no access to it. One by one.
Yes, I mean, if you look at your Devanagari version, Devanagari LGR, you have already listed Bangla Devanagari, what we decided. Let's not reinvent the thing. Dharma
is saying something.
Oh, about Mike. in this, if you remember, yesterday we had a discussion on the Visarga part. That has been added now. And now you have added the food. Yes. Yeah, they are confusable, not really normative. Yeah. So I think this wording is quite good. The Bengali and Devanagari Visarga pair was discussed at length for inclusion in normative part of Devanagari and Bengali LGRs. So we do have to remember to add it in the normative part of Bengali one. Sorry, the confusable part. And it was decided that both look different enough not to be included in the normative part and hence have been added in the appendix as confusions only. The same statement should appear also in Bengali India. Same statement. Just cut and paste because this is important. Okay. Can we go up and look at the other two? Yeah, the other two are not really so significant. Except the third one may... But it's in size.
Second one is
not. No.
Third one maybe.
Third one has because some chance of being considered.
Third one. Car and the Mangala.
There is a carved, input carved design font. So it's a maybe font issue. Mangala has also carved font.
Actually, in what has happened is, except let me tell you, in Bangla writing system, in speedy writing, this is also very important. In speedy writing, will be quite similar to the one that you have in Devanagari. Because I won't even wait for that nuance thing. I will just do it like this. And if you just look at lot of people,
everybody
writes like that. So there is this chance of therefore confusion. Yeah, digital format, yes, yeah. No, no, I'm just sensitizing you that it is...
But the second one is not...
It's in the appendix only. No, no. Not there, not to bear in normative. It is only... There's some confusion can come. You see, also remember, as I said yesterday, there can always be a situation when multiple scripts are being used by an entity, bank or financial institution, in naming its product or website or things like that. There, this kind of confusion will always. Currently, since the procedure doesn't allow the labels to be of a mixed script nature, so that point probably will never be applicable for this. So, are we doing a decision that this has to be added in the confusables? Because Devanagari LGR has again gone through a lot of things. So, or if you think it is not confusing enough, because so should we just drop off? The third one we rule out. First and two, I don't know. In print, definitely the first one looks very different.
Second one,
50-50, but first one definitely they look very different. Third one is ruled out.
second one can be put in confusion.
Why not we operate empirical research or statistical survey by letting to the common people? They can
how
do
you decide?
It will be more scientific because it's not a matter of academician or linguist. It's also public interest or their perception is very important.
Yeah. The only issue I see with that process is because so when we are discussing these things, there is a lot of understanding that we have developed about what this is about and in what specific context this will be applicable. And like we have taken a lot of, we've done a lot of reading to come here. The problem with that kind of process, which anyways is part of the process, I'm not saying that that totally needs to be excluded, but if we were like barebone, we ask for people for recommendation like this, everybody has their own kind of perceptions and their feedback comes with those kind of connotations. And then that will unnecessarily, and we kind of get a feedback which will probably not in context or something. So it's better that, this is specifically about digital ecosystem and the current set of fonts, and those who are exposed to that kind of thing, they only probably need to take that decision. Eventually, as a part of the public comment process of ICANN itself, anybody can comment on anything that is there. And we as a team are bound to respond to that. So that will be happening anyways. But they are involve people at large for these processes is generally unnecessarily time-taking and will most probably yield results which may not be relevant always.
Just a query, this is Mamun. Did we conduct a survey ever, any survey?
We didn't do any survey. But what Akshat is saying is, if we typically find that these two have a chance of being confused, we put it wherever we want to put it in our document, and once it opens to the public comment stage, the people will, you know, give you so many comments, they'll flood you with the comments, yes, this is true, it's not true. So this is one thing we can depend on. But usually that's the way other scripts have been done.
Thank you, sir. This is Mamun. I think IDN on by NBGP script is a common interest of South Asian people. It's a huge billion of people. For common people are integrated with this system. So that is why I want to say please check and recheck the variant issue. If we execute the IDN successfully, and we make a not express them virtually, but also delivering some press release or public comments in real life. Because our country, and also I know the Indian general people are not aware about this project or activities. So one or two year letters or 10 year letters, people directly uses their localization and local language domain name, but they will face some constraints and problems. So my proposal is at the end, we almost IDN NBGP panel works are at the end, finalizing moment, but people's comments are very important, especially for newspaper editors or the especially the primary school teachers, their involvement over the India, Indian all states. It's really demand an empirical research, but especially on variant, not all issues. I think variants are creates ambiguity and also confusion and opportunity for phishing. That is why we can go slowly and think and rethink and recheck and release publicly. Thank you. This is not for Bangla, I think, for NBGP panel. Thank you.
is a suggestion that we made. So we can also float this suggestion to other script panel members and then come up with some kind of decision. We can't don't have to take a decision just now, immediately today. But it's a suggestion, an important suggestion.
This point, with relation to other scripts, they are almost finalized and going for the final IP comment. So, and that is the post public review phase. Right. So, but regarding this, we don't take any decision at all. I guess digits, right? So digits, yeah. I guess it looked different enough. These are numerals again.
Maybe this is Mamun. Maybe I could can be a speech specialist, maybe a linguist, but people concern and people perception is important. I repeat, people's perception is another. Maybe could be another perception. So I cannot give a decision on Gurumukhi script variant. So it's people oriented issue also. Thank you.
Here, and now we will discuss the Bengali vowel sound rikar, that is 09C4. So is it valid to be in the document, or we can do away with that? And Mr. Mamun can have a discussion on this. Re 09C4 character.
Thank you. I propose to delete this one from
okay.
Exclusion.
So yes, just to
exclusion.
Exclude this.
Yes.
Yes.
Sir, I have yesterday you have resolved all of the important issues, but I have very little of the machine. May I share now or later?
Sure. So we can actually start.
No.
Okay,
thank you.
So, do we now go point by point? Anji and Lee. So, but we have to have his input also. And we decided to not include the three. Now we can open the discussion to Mamun for some other points that he has. So make a note of what he's saying.
May you open the LGR documents, Bangla documents?
You can open the documents.
The latest version. Please go through to court point reporter table 8. Yes, inclusion. Go through to number 47. Unicode court point 47. We are in 1, 2, 3. Yes, Nukta, and also 54.
47 is gone.
Gone now. Okay.
We decided just to.
Yes, sir. Okay. 54.
Decided to release.
And now we know the at the end number 62. We know that there is 63 possibilities to inclusion. That is why we can add three character like ra, basinara, dasinara, and antusta a instead of two deleted character. That is also solve the problem.
So are we saying that number 62 we don't have them?
No.
We have them.
62.
Fine. So you want to add two more?
Yes, two more and delete two. Three more and delete two more. That
which
one
are,
will be.
Which are those three?
Which is Unicode code character U plus 09DC is Dashinara, Dabindura.
Oh, so that is again a problem. As I said, until the normalization happens, you can't use for top-level domain. Because since we have removed Nukta completely,
yes.
At this point of time, Akshat, will you explain what you explained last
yes.
yesterday?
So
Unicode, the entire basis of all these code point charts is the Unicode chart, right? Within that, Unicode does, you know, you are aware of the normalization forms, Unicode normalization forms, that where Unicode ends up encoding two ways of writing the same conceptual character, like in case of Bengali, so for example, this is Deutschner, right? This can be generated using the character followed by a Nukta character, right? Are the two characters which you look exactly alike, but if I change them to the code point value, you can see one value is 09DC, the other one is 09A1 followed by 09BC, which is Nukta character. So this is the same conceptual character encoded in two different forms. So what Unicode does is Unicode has a recommendation known as normalization that is generally an instruction to all the text processing units to store everything in a standardized way in this case, the Unicode normalization forms. And so that recommendation is important because after Unicode, for anything that has to qualify as a domain name, has to qualify under the IDNA protocol, which is, and for under IDNA protocol, it is mandatory that any character that we are kind of, any character or combination we are allowing, it has to be in Unicode normalization form C. Okay. Now what has happened is Unicode has ended up telling that out of these two forms, where one is the single atomic form and the other one being the D character followed by Nukta, the split form has been termed as the Unicode normalized form C. That makes the atomic character invalid for coming as a part of any kind of domain name. If you want to have this conceptual character, you'll have to have the, and then you'll have to put Nukta.
So what would be the decision about the, we keep the Nukta system in writing?
So yesterday the decision was that since we do not have the concept of Nukta in Bengali at all.
No, I have a little argument because there are independent and single code block provided by Unicode for three characters. This is optional using Nukta. Nukta using Nukta process is optional. I have the version 11 Unicode version, but additional. It's additional, but yes, the 09DC. We can write this character using single keystroke. Why we use, yes, we can use single keystroke. I repeat, the Dabindura, Dhabindura and Antastha A, we can write down using single keystroke. Why do we use double keystroke for three characters? We cannot use alternative additional consonant because this is the main debate, I think. Unicode consortium chart, they are already provide. I was also in same condition what you are saying, but when we discuss more and more, then we find out that this is a single entry. We cannot negotiate about my encoding system because I can negotiate with you, but not my people also. So it's very crucial and important. And also I analyze the corpus, newspaper corpus. Most of the encoding system and the corpus are using single keystroke. Only Ananda Bazar, I have documents. In my slide, I can share. So this is very important. In terms of another script, we can go through with non-Nukta based system for international domain. Thank you.
Yes, so there is no dispute here. We totally agree with what you are saying. So what I was trying to tell, for domain names, you have to have normalization form C. For free-running text, anything can be permissible. Okay. In domain names, since IDNA protocol is the overarching protocol over the work that we are doing, currently that is kind of unavailable for us for using the domain names. And it's not our decision. It is a legacy that has become because of the Unicode normalization recommendation.
Sorry, this is Mamun. What is the problem to use this character in code point inclusion table?
Explain what is the problem.
Okay.
The problem is that Unicode recommendation says that out of these two storage mechanisms to write this conceptual character, the one which is split form is the normalized form. That recommendation is the problem, and that's why the single code point becomes invalid. So I'll just show you the chart from which we are supposed to choose the characters, right? we are totally in agreement with what you are saying. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But there is a technical limitation for us. So in this chart, so this is the chart which is called as maximal character repertoire for this process. And this chart gives us within, like whatever is white is not at all permissible for being taken. Whatever is pink was made available by IDNA protocol, but it was debarred from being taken by the integration panel for us. So we have only level, we have only yellow points from which we can. Now the point code points in that we are discussing, they are marked as white because IDNA protocol itself doesn't make them as valid. IDNA protocol says that you have to have everything that is in Unicode normalization form C, and this being not in Unicode normalization form C, you cannot have these atomic code points. Now the resolution that we arrived at yesterday was we understand that this is the right way of inputting, not the split form.
Yes.
So we need to go back to Unicode saying that we need you to change the recommendation of Unicode normalization form to say that the atomic form is the normalized form, not the split one. Once that happens, then that becomes available. Then that becomes available for us to take, and then we can do it. So on this panel, at least, there is no dispute that we need this. But
okay,
technically, it is not available at this point.
Okay, this is, I know, this is Mamun. This is crucial issue, as I said before. My policy is there is no technical constraints to write down in a single keystroke using 09DC or 09DD. If there is any convention in terms of normalization to write down these three characters, we should halt the documentation process because I can't. As a representative of Bangladesh government and people, and also the speaker, Bangla speaker, Alumit, West Bengal, I cannot allow a separate tradition in inputs, separate policy, because I compare all over the finalized script, including Gurumukhi, especially Uriya and Bangla and Nepali, Eastern Indian language. They, if we compare, even you are writing this documents, you were writing, their Nukta uses are very limited, as I say, which proposal are made by you. So this is a proposal. This proposal, Bangladesh proposal now, it's come to a controversial and divisive end. If we cannot decision on this, we should halt and wait until the decision from the Unicode. Thank you, sir. And you can comment.
Yeah. So currently, what we are planning is not the extent to which you are saying that we should halt everything and wait for Unicode. There is another possible way in which we go ahead with excluding these code points. Okay, so we go ahead and parallelly we write to Unicode, get it in the process. That way we do not disenfranchise the Bangla community from keeping up with the rest of the world, rest of the language families, from having their own top level domain. And we will, since you yourself said that the occurrence of these are relatively lesser in number, what will happen is in the process, only those top level domains, again, this is about the top level domains, only those top level domains, I guess, sir,
no,
second
no.
level also it's
no.
not allowed because that's not IDNA valid.
May I interface, sir?
I'll
okay.
just complete
okay.
if you give me a 10, 20 seconds. So what we are saying is, we'll go ahead with exclusion of these two characters, and the only downside of this is that the labels having these characters won't be able to be found, but everything else will perfectly work. And that is intrinsic to this procedure, that if there is a dispute, you keep them away till the time the dispute is resolved, and then you can eventually include them. So the kind of approach that we are proposing is the right approach, the way procedure also expects. So instead of halting every possible label, or it's better to go with the conceive approach.
Thank you. You know, the Bangladesh government is a member of, institutional member of Unicode, and we are working to share our claims and opinions to Unicode, and it's a long process, not very long process, it's a quite long process to change a code block, but we will propose. But in terms of IDN, we cannot permit the exclusion of these three characters, because I have lots of documents here and virtual documents I can share. These are primary character of Bangla script, not additional, not conjunct, not compound. These are independent, these are single character, not for me, this for my people, this for my primary school teacher and friends. So when I will write IDN using different encoding system by Nokta, it not be problem for me, but will be problem for my people. They are not habituated with this system. So if any constraint remain, that we can me personally, I can.
Can I clarify?
Okay, thank
First
you.
First of all, is Nokta, we have agreed, we will not have at all. Since we do not have Nokta at all, the other issues are gone. The talk hog or the Nokta below, that's all gone. Bangla doesn't use Nokta, so we don't have Nokta. Now, the problem that has happened is that since these three letters are not yet normalized like Bhoshan Nagar, as you are saying, we are also agreeing to that these are fundamental letters of Bangla. There is no question of any dot being separated from the body of that. Dot is part of the body of Darshanoda, and Antushtuda. No doubt about that. Now, there are two options. One option is we wait. As you said, it's a long-drawn process. We wait. Whole document is held up only for this. Sarmad is saying something.
I think I'm speaking on mic. Okay, Dr. Sarmad, can you hear me now? Hello. Can you hear me now? You're saying please use some URL, you're saying.
Yes, we can hear you now, but you know, the voice is going in and out, so we can hear you sometimes, but we lose the conversation.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear us now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. So we'll go back to the discussion that we had. Sir, can you open that particular code point? Thank you. We come back to the discussion. The point which was being raised by Amun Rashid is something on which I 100% agree with him, that the dot below da and the dot below dha and the dot below ya, that is Darshanoda, traditionally called Darshanoda, Darshanoda and Antustuya. These are integral parts of each of these letters. These are not in Bengali, this cannot be read as Dha plus Nukta and Dha plus Nukta and Ja plus Nukta. That we all agree. But situation is this, that this code point is the white area things, blocks, they are not being allowed to be used directly. Like the Darshanoda, which is already normalized, because these have not yet been normalized. Because when we go into the dissection of them, they break down into Dha plus dot, Dha plus dot, etc. Hello? Connect through phone. Can you connect through phone and
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Dr. Sarmat, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm not sure from where you are catching this sound though. So there is a phone also connected as well as the Adobe Connect is connected.
Can you mute the phone and try?
So I have muted the phone now.
Yeah, I think it's okay now.
But the moment I begin to receive, it will start to echo.
Okay,
it's not happening
now. Are you hearing clearly?
Okay, great.
So I'll keep the phone.
But just use one of them because otherwise it echoes.
Yeah, I'll stop the laptop from receiving.
I'll mute the microphone.
Still there, right? Hello? Okay, great. Just give me a minute, I guess I'll get people in the room. Dr. Sumati, what's the discussion till now? Or
yes, we've been receiving in and out. Please go ahead. No, it's okay. You can just move on.
Yeah. So we were discussing what is the next course of action. Dr. Sumati, what is the process? And because until they are normalized and they become accustomed, we cannot use them for the proper reason. What is the problem? There will be a large number of words which many of people would like to. In fact, some of the students which shows the frequency of occurrence of these deaths, which is very high. You can easily see that even without.
without the table, we can, I can tell you from intuition that this is a very high frequent letter. Now, obviously, if these high frequent letters cannot be used to create possible domain naming, there will be a lot of dissatisfaction and a lot of disappointment among the Bengali people. So how do we go about it? So we have suggested, yesterday we had some kind of a discussion that we, at this point of time, we go ahead with the remaining part of the document as such, and we request the Unicode Consortium to make those necessary changes. Until those changes happen, we can do nothing. But when the changes happen, we come back to the Dumb Bangla area and we again include them in the table, as we would like to do right now. However, Pawan Rashid's position is that this is so very crucial, this inclusion of these three are so very crucial that we need to try and wait for the Unicode people to decide on this and then go ahead with the Bangla LDR. So this is where we stand now. So we are talking about that. Right? So I'm handing it over to Akshat. So ask him, what is his suggestion?
So Dr. Sharma, you are there?
Yeah, we started, we again connected to phone also, but we are still not able to get him through now. Can you call him on the phone? Because if he's speaking, we are not getting him.
for lunch and then come back? So now he's back. So Dr. Samad, are you still there? If you are there, we wanted your opinion about a particular issue actually. So if you follow the discussion regarding the Nukta character this morning, what has happened is Mr. Mamun is saying that since he will not be able to have the key character in the intermediary solution that we are proposing, where instead of allowing those key characters to be composed using the separate Nukta character, we just disallow every Nukta character and go to Unicore with a proposal of changing the normalization recommendation so that they can be represented in their proper format into the domain name and probably pre-running text as well. That's the intermediate proposal we are discussing. But in his opinion, if we go ahead without including character, which are very high frequency in text, that again won't be helping the case, and it will be probably like structured Bangla LGR that will be released. So that is where our discussion stands at this point. We would like to hear from your side what is the proper way.
I think probably the core of this issue is whether Unicode could be flexible in considering these changes. And I think that's something which could be probably checked reasonably quickly with IP, at least, who have some members who have experience with Unicode. You know, maybe that can be used to perhaps then decide what would be the best way forward. Of course, you can take probably the slightly longer route of going to the Unicode directly itself. Obviously, that would be the most proper way of doing it. But in any case, I think you can probably get a hint of how things may work out at Unicode from Unicode, you know, from, sorry, IP quickly. So maybe that's an input which I was also suggesting yesterday that you could take in your current decision making. You know, at the end of the day, it's NBGP's call to decide. Actually, you could also, I would suggest giving or checking with the IP on at least two options and see how feasible they are. One option, both options you've discussed. One option is holding back the proposal, holding back the the three characters and writing to Unicode for, I guess, reconsideration. So that's one option. And obviously, the other option is, you know, I guess, in case Unicode would be obviously not open to such considerations using the Nukta versions. So, and you know, get IP's feedback. Other, I think, option, if you think this may actually be done more informally, what we can do is we can request a call between NBGP and obviously the community from Bangladesh and the integration panel, and you guys can, you all can discuss it with integration panel members directly on, you know, what would be the most feasible way forward. Maybe, you know, maybe we pursue that option. If you like, we can actually have a call. So just let me know. Because as I said yesterday, I am actually a bit skeptical on, you know, how, whether Unicode actually change these properties, but that's obviously something which needs to be confirmed with the Unicode.
Actually, can I the 49 row from our table, which is the Nukta symbol is signed. So we eliminate that, and then our total number 55 becomes 54. Okay. After that, we add a paragraph explaining this issue. That also gives the statistical table that Amu had shown us about the sequence of letters, which are so important for us. And then we suggest that we would like to have 5, 6, 7, 3 more letters from the MSR, which are currently Krishna, also as part of the team. However, these are the issues that are coming up, and the two options clearly available to us are either for the Unicode to make those changes and allow it, or to wait for that and hold the Bangalore document and submit this document, revise the document to IP. Let IP come back to the council and then we will go to the one suggestion that I have to come out of this file. The longer route is also something which Bangladesh government will do it anyway. I'm sure their Unicode representatives will also go to the Unicode consortium and make those decisions. So there will be two different approaches. One which is going from with a request, and another which is going from Bangladesh government to Unicode consortium. Both essentially saying the same, but we can do it this way. So if you agree that this is the route that we can take, maybe we will write that particular paragraph and add the statistical table that Mama has, which helps, hopefully we'll be able to complete the IP to the need of allowing the IP.
There is no limit on the number of characters you can have. So you really don't need to bother about the length of the table at all. Thank you. cannot, in terms of, it's not our choice that we are not using them. It's just that they're not available for this purpose to stay. That's the problem. It's not like we have a choice and we are not doing that. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That IDNA protocol is so I'll try to explain it. Unicode is the entire character population. Then on sitting on top of it is the IDNA protocol, which narrows down the available field for domain name. Below that, there is further filter put in by the integration panel, and where they discard even more characters from the IDNA space for top level domain. That is where, that is from which we choose, right? And we cannot choose anything that MSR has barred or IDNA protocol has barred. We cannot. Either of them, MSR or IDNA protocol. So that's our level, that is our playing field. Now, had these characters been barred by the integration panel in MSR, we could have easily kept it to our level, talk to integration panel, get them opened up, and we could have included that. Problem is, these characters have been blocked at the IDNA protocol level, which is because of the normalization form requirement. There is apparently a discrepancy in the way in which Unicode normalization has signified that this has to be like that. IDNA protocol explicitly says that anything which is in normalization form C will only be allowed to be used, will only get filtered to IDNA as a valid character. So that is not these three characters, since they are IDNA invalid itself, we do not have any means to include them.
This is Samad. I just shared a small diagram to just illustrate what Akshat is saying, if that.
So see, that the biggest problem is the Unicode forecast, right? A subset of that is what is IDNA valid. So anything which is not within that IDNA sphere is not to be part of a domain name at all. Now this IDNA is a protocol which has been made by IETS, which is another body altogether. Again, outside the our and I can put. And then within that there is MSR, and within that we have to again narrow it down to LGR, right? Our problem lies at the IDNA level, and I would again go ahead and tell you it's not even at the IDNA level. It is the principle that IDNA committee has agreed to is like whatever is Unicode NF form C will automatically become available, means that only that will become available further down the line. Anything which is not normalization form C will become invalid. It's a mistake probably. It's a mistake that needs to be rectified.
So I think Thank you.
it has been, they have been blocked with basic principle is that the rewrite principle is that you can develop set of rules if it is for some device like this one. Then go ahead and apply it. So perhaps the principle that can use to resolve this issue as well. Accepting why this is a mystery. Why it is very difficult for the case to understand. So since it was not the problem, and there is some logic, because I'm sure it has occurred to them that it's so very basic, if you do it, it can work. But it's not that since many of us are calling virtual office people wrong. And if they are noise therefore, and many of the typing mechanisms, traditional typing, have also that kind of to know the letter print in Bangla. Bangla has a column type. The column type is a dot here. And the dot thing, half of it is focused. The layer in the fractal and the composite layer. So, typography is working. We will write, we will ask, we will write, IT may also get confused, but then as Dr. IT will have to then take it up with IDNA and Unicode and then take those cases from it. It has to happen. Since the type is including now as of IP is an open body or IP is a blind there. Nobody tells us to do IP. The question is, suppose people are talking about IP. Fine. He understands the IP. Specialist of causation. So the argument that this particular will be clear enough for you to understand what of their like. But we actually humanists have to also take a decision on it. Even him and he person so they can just propose it to be illegal construction design. Just that separately, parallelly follow this process. So I think two approaches are good. No. What I'm saying is you can use it and you write a paragraph about why it is. Let the IP say go in content to this or but let the proposal go to them, let them listen to our answer after looking at our answer. No.
closing that all of them are coming to IT. And closing smart. It is possible. Then something, it is something which can be taken as fast. Yeah, we can break for lunch, then we come back at 1:30. It's 1:40 now. So we come back at 2:30. Thank you.
Right. Oh, you're right.
Thank you.